During the Monday night budget presentation, Assistant Superintendent Karima Fowler said the district is facing revenue challenges due to enrollment declines and new property tax caps in St. Joseph County. To offset that, the district plans to use money from the school referendum passed in June 2020. It was advertised as a way of increasing teacher salaries and expanding student educational opportunities. But numerous teachers spoke up during the Monday board meeting, saying the budget doesn't prioritize salary increases. They also say they're overworked and stressed due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and that additional issues this fall, including a lack of substitutes, large class sizes, and the extra 80 minutes a week teachers are working without pay, are pushing some to leave the profession altogether. Cecilia Stanton-Verduzco has been teaching in South Bend for 15 years. The district has increased the starting salary to $41,000, but she says that leaves current employees out.
I have seen many of my friends, amazing teachers, leave South Bend schools for surrounding corporations, and we continue to see teachers leave this corporation. Why aren't you working to retain these incredible teachers?
Fowler says the district is trying to increase spending on educational purposes, but that it needs to be right-sized, even if that means school closures and outsourcing. Jacob Lazaro, WVPE News.